Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. We're going to be looking at the very end of Psalm chapter 34. As you will recall, over the last few weeks, we've been going through this absolutely magnificent psalm, as all of them are. The book of Psalms is right in the middle of the Bible. It is 150 chapters long. I believe it's the longest book in the Bible. And we are in chapter 34. What a precious treasure. When you put the Word in you, when you get the Word in you, it gets into you. So every Bible scripture, every phrase in the Bible, every song of praise to God becomes a part of the treasury of God in the library of your heart and mind. And when you find yourself in a dark place, in a very difficult time or season in your life, the Holy Spirit is going to bring every one of those beautiful treasures back into your heart, and you're going to be singing them and thanking God for them, and they're going to continue to nourish you throughout your life. The Word of God, as you put it in your heart and mind, it is going to become a treasury of blessings in your life for the rest of your life on earth. Amen. The Bible talks about the righteous going through times of darkness, seasons of testing, wondering where God is. In Isaiah, it says, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord?" Notice he's talking to those that fear God. "That obeyeth," notice the obedient servant of the Lord he's talked to, "that obeyeth the voice of his servant that walketh in darkness and hath no light." So he's addressing the body of Christ and saying, are you in a season where you seem to be walking in darkness and you have no light? Then he says, "Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God." Remain seeking the Lord no matter what comes up in your life, or no matter what season you're walking. It seems like he may be talking about seasons of testing and trying. God says he's going to try the righteous in his word. And Psalm 11:5 says, "The Lord trieth, test the righteous." Psalm 11:5, Psalm 34, it says, "The Lord trieth the righteous." That's all we wanted to get out of that one. We're staying in Psalm 34 at the end of it. That's our passage today. God tested Abraham with the sacrifice of his own son Isaac. So again, "The Lord trieth the righteous." So there's going to be times that we go through in this life that we're going to have to faith it through those times. And we're going to find out during those times the great character of God and how he is never going to leave nor forsake his children. So God says that, quote, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Now, we've been going over the whole chapter. We're going to go ahead and just finish the last portion of it here. We're going to get into that in just a second. And what we want to do here is continue with the vein of thought the Holy Spirit is leading in through the Word. Remember, God says he's never going to leave us or forsake us. He also tells us and shows us that he's going to test us in our life and relationship with him. As I quoted earlier out of the book of Isaiah, the Lord says to those who obey and fear him that when they walk through times of darkness where he doesn't seem to be present with them or clearly leading them, they are to stay upon the Lord. They are to seek the face of the Lord out of sheer obedience by faith in worshiping him. And it's Isaiah 50 verse 10. Now remember in Job in all of the things that he suffered when he walked through a dark season. Now this is a man who was perfect in his ways before God's Job 1. And he sought the Lord and he went through testing. Let's go to Job here and read a couple of verses. Listen, Job is right before Psalm. So just turn one book back. Job 13:15 says, though he slay me, this is in the middle of all of Job's sufferings, and he declared before the Lord, though he slay me, though God slays me, in other words, no matter what I have to suffer, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. But while we're doing that, we need to go to chapter 23 of Job. It's just a few chapters ahead. Verse 10. So we just read about Job said that though God slay me, it doesn't matter what I go through, I am going to trust in him. Then Job says, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. In other words, I'm going to walk with integrity toward God no matter what the circumstances are. And I want everybody listening to this message to memorize and meditate from now until you're with Jesus on Job 13:15 on what Job spoke. The man who suffered so much, and at the end of this book, how God blessed him mightily. And that's a picture of our lives on earth. We're going to go through a lot of trials, but in the end, we're going to be rewarded for eternity. Amen. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. We're going to read Job 23, verse 10 through 12. Job 23, 10 through 12, but he knoweth the way that I take, Job said, when he hath tried me. There it is again. God is trying one of his servants as he's going to with us. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Notice the purification, the illustration of the purifying of gold. It comes through fire, fiery trials, as Peter called it. Then he says, my foot hath held his steps. In other words, I've stayed on the narrow path that leads to eternal life. His way have I kept, I've obeyed his word, and not declined or pulled back. Notice verse 12, the final verse in our passage. Neither have I gone back from the commandment or the word of God of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth during this season of trying more than my necessary food. So Job is being tested, and while he is being tested, he's going to stay obedient to God. And the last thing he says is that he esteems the words out of the mouth of God, the word of God, more than his necessary food. What Job is saying here is that through his trials, he maintained that the word of God was more important to him than his necessary physical food. If you stop eating food, eventually you're going to die. If you stop feeding your spirit and mind the Word of God, the spiritual food of God's Word, you're going to fall away and go to hell. Anybody who gets saved and then doesn't stay in the Word of God is going to fall away. They're going to starve themselves spiritually, and they're going to fall away and go to hell. Anyone listening to my voice that names the name of Christ, God is saying that if you get out of my word, you're not going to have my nourishment in your spirit, and you are going to fall away and go to hell irrevocably for eternity. Get into the Word and stay in the Word. We're going to finish here in the end of Psalm 34. It's only one book ahead. All right, Psalm 34:18, the Lord is nigh, that means close, unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. God is only going to save those who are of a poor, humble, and contrite spirit. Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:3. That was Psalm 34:18. Psalm 34:19, many, not a few, but many is in the life of Job. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. If you have the idea that walking with Jesus is going to be all always comforting and easy, you are completely deceived, my friend. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Not some of them, but out of all of them. So as we see in the life of the apostles and patriarchs, the times of afflictions, the seasons of trying and testing is where we truly learn to trust God. So the afflictions of the righteous are going to be many, but the Lord, as we trust him, is going to be with us and deliver us out of all of them. Psalm 34:19. So notice here in the end of verse 19 of Psalm 34, notice that in the afflictions of the righteous, the Lord is going to deliver them out of them all. So somebody might say, wait a minute, what if he doesn't and I die? Well, boom, then you're going to have no more pain, no more tears, no more death, no more sorrow or crying ever again. So that's the ultimate deliverance. Revelation 21 verse 4, if we fear dying, it's because we are not right with God. We are not one with the Lord in such a way as perfect love, casting out all fear through that oneness relationship with the Lord, which we should be crying out for every day. That's why God made us. We're going to go to verse 20. He keepeth all his bones. That was prophetic of the Messiah. Not one of his bones was broken. He keepeth his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked. In other words, the wicked are going to reap what they sow. They chose to work evil instead of righteousness, and evil shall slay the wicked. All right, we're going to read verse 22, the last verse of Psalm 34. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. In other words, those that serve him, they prove they love him, and therefore they serve him. They're going to be redeemed, not only in the earth, blessed to walk with the Lord, who will never leave or forsake them, but also eternally, they're going to be redeemed into eternal glory. In the last line of the chapter says, and none of them that trust in him, that's faith, we live by faith, shall be desolate. We're going to be full of good fruit that's being produced through an abiding vital union with Christ, John 15, if we truly trust him. Now, as we close, I want to talk about learning to navigate the Bible. What you need to do is open your Bible and you go right into the middle of it in Psalms, and then you flip back and go, wait a minute, okay, Job is before Psalms, and then you go forward to the right, and oh, Proverbs is right after Psalms. So you start linking together the books of the Bible. There are kids that aren't even 10 years old that can cite every one of the 66 books of the Bible. Before we close here, I also want you to go to the beginning of the New Testament canon and notice it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Begin learning to string together the books of the Bible. Put them together. Remember where they are so that you can readily navigate them. Let's pray before we depart, saints. Amen. Heavenly Father, we love you. We come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ and ask you to wash us afresh by your word and your blood and establish us in thee, O God. We declare that you must increase, Jesus, but we must decrease. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.